A Quiet Whisper in the Dark, from the third collection of poems, The Dreamer. Interpretation by Lord Muck. A quiet whisper in the dark. The dark is filled with creaks of bed. The bed can't sleep while naked sparks spark one another, 'cause they met. They met because the lust can't sleep. Can't sleep when praying for great love. And love can make a sudden leap, a leap of life that's full of laughs. A laugh is easy like a thought of life that puts a mark of life whirl that it brought, when brought its whisper in the dark. Two points of view, read it straight and vice versa. From the third collection of poems, The Dreamer. Transcription of the main ideas and the general storyline into the poetic form of Chanyi Gorkin's Worst Day Ever, with a reverse translation into English in verse form. Interpretation by Lord Muck. The worst day ever was today. I know I shouldn't be convinced that every day gives us what may. I will write down this to the list. Our fragile world is full of harm, though we've another seed that's given. We see the flashes full of charm. Our peace and joy are so uneven. That is a lie when they concern. The mind and heart can make things proper. The truth must stay with torches burn. The door of happiness is open. The moment when I have it all, I don't believe the good is dialed, and makes in fact the final call, and brings forth this world as a child. The consciousness inside me stays. I've lived a life full of disgust. I'm sure it's wrong to think or say, a wondrous day has come to us. And vice versa. I'm sure it is wrong to say, I've lived a life full of disgust. The consciousness inside me stays and brings forth this world as a child and makes, in fact, the final call. I don't believe the good is dialed the moment when I have it all. The door of happiness is open. The truth must stay with torches burn. The mind and heart can make things proper. That is a lie when they concern. Our peace and joy are so uneven. We see the flashes full of charm, though we've another seed that's given. Our fragile world is full of harm. I will write down this to the list, that every day gives us what may. I know I shouldn't be convinced the worst day ever was today. I miss you, honey, very much. The author's second poem in English, which only exists in English from the first collection of poems, In Your Name. I miss you, honey, very much. I'm waiting for you strong. I cannot see you, cannot touch. I feel sometimes alone. As a mouse quiet as sugar melt, with, without you, I hear a voice and soul's bell. It's making me so fool. It's dream and lie and doesn't exist. I found out it. I'm still alive and still persist. It's better, an opposite. I've caught in a trap. I bit my foot. As could, I went my home, where you and I were nice and cool to live together long. What happened then? What did I wrong? My brain by spoon I eat. Who loves, forgives, a stealer's bone. You didn't love, indeed. You played with me as girl with toy, inflated you, my soul. One match caught fire around all, the fire strong and tall. I'm full of crazy, yes I am, I'll never have enough. Happiness, health and calm, laughter, smiles and love. My sweetie wee, my fluffy kindly soul. This is interpretation poem for my first book in English, The Adventures of Keisha the Russian Boy. It's my story about my childhood and coming of age, written from autobiographical material. Episode 2018, Putting Down Our First Cat. Interpretation by the author, Konstantin Voskresensky. My sweetie wee, my fluffy, kindly soul, my body was volcanic island Java. Hot tears ran down like excessive lava. Somebody squeezed and mind my quickly stole. The time for parting came, in heart was whole. The thoughts my flashed like crowded yellow bus, the shortest distance impressed the both of us. I death so close had never seen in whole. I gently kissed you, caressed you gently me. With purring your you let me clearly see. Friend's words, goodbye, before employing never. Last one embrace, each other look one last, the moment last, my comrades in the past. You fell asleep in arms, you went away, forever. In the Office There in Heaven, from the third collection of poems, The Dreamer. Interpretation by Lord Muck and Leah Foden. In the office there in heaven, changes being made all day, and the birds from all the hamlets nearby have flown away. Ears are turning deaf and aching, due to skinny shutter slam. Evil arrows flew in making, one's nose hiding out from them. Like a black she-cat that's crawling, here the old bag came along. To spill mirrors, tears were falling. Her warm tears were falling strong. Followed by the old and wobbling, man so slanted, dense and grey, the old bag began his scolding. After that, they went away. From above the stove was heated, scolding red-hot burned the scum. After winter was defeated, the awaited spring had come. Lilacs kept its constant promise, bloomed rich-toned as bright as day. So that hustle in the office, one might say, was not in vain. One Who Waits for Demand. From the second book of literary analysis of my poems, interpretation by Lord Muck. One who waits for demand will with ease understand that the minute of parting is endless. One stands right at the start, who lost others in heart, and his soul is blown out like candles. Who was left all alone, quarantined, turned to stone, from nightmares and nights that are stuffy? Who has calluses rubbed, is a miner to grub, all his life in samsara world traffic? One is worthy of path, who will dare to pass, just without regard to hell's torments? One will get the end's thrill, who has known what's real, who believes in himself, not in omens. One will reach for the source, who has power and force, who did not get stuck in these losses crowds. One will be healed in whole, who will play a new role, on a new stage, in a modern playhouse. A Donor, from the third collection of poems, The Dreamer, interpretation by Lord Muck. In the age of the businessman preachers, one must pray for the bucks, pounds, yen. Man is now the source of all riches, the consumer of wealth is each man. Now in death he became rather useful, while alive he was nothing and bored. He crashed somewhere, then made a news pool. Now frozen, he lies in a morgue. He is polished to fit post-life studies, to get praise as the newly deceased. And the crowd lined up, like his body, is the best iPhone ever released. They will cut him to precious pieces. They will use them to fix some of us. Heart and kidneys will live after scissors. Feet will surely walk on the grass. What to do with the soul if no payment? What's the best way to handle this lot? When the soul here is not worth a penny, simply let it go its way to God. My Little Girl, When Your Adulthood Will Start. This is interpretation poem from my first book in English, The Adventures of Kisha the Russian Boy. It's my story about my childhood and coming of age, written from autobiographical material, episode 2011, Childbirth, with interpretation by the author. Konstantin Voskresensky. My little girl, when your adulthood will start, this tiny verse will touch your gentle hand. I hope your heavy temper's now dead. You are happy and kept your open heart. It doesn't matter if you're very smart, even if starfish you found in the sea, save soul's warmth, it is life's golden key. Once down cooled, from whole, you'll be apart. No matter who your path will block or cross, don't be too strict with different companions. Love other people, be calm, be kind, take care. Let people give you the greatest real task. All's yours indeed, no matter what you ask. Be happy, baby. God bless you everywhere. The Chant of Aikido Students from the third collection of poems, The Dreamer. Interpretation by Elizaveta Suboc. Ichi. We're not weak and we're not thick. Aikido taught us the trick. Ni. We bind goals and our spirit to stop fighting and just to leave it.
San.
The offender has no chance. We will block the punch in stance.
Xi.
All aggression will be gone. We are safe and can move on.
Go!
We must keep a discipline to be wise enough to win.
Roku!
Our training makes us brave, hone our skills and catch the wave.
Shichi!
We can also work at home and become as hard as stone.
Hachi!
If the enemy attacks, we'll fight back and then relax.
Ku!
In the twinkling of an eye, every enemy will lie.
Chu!
Aikido lights our way. Domo arigato, sensei. A letter to classmates after 18 years. From the second collection of poems, In Jest or Seriously. Interpretation by Lord Muck. We parted. We have many things that changed. The city's habits, ways of life and thinking. It seemed like separation was arranged forever, made us break at once the linking. The constant rush was taking all the time. No pals, no friend group, search was null in size. But suddenly it dawned on us, the prime concept was that we came to realize that comrades who had passed all their ills, true friends and lovers, classmates and just pals, regardless of the kind of what they feel, will never make forgotten all that was. I don't know why I love you all so hard. Warm words are all I have when I remember. To all of you, I send my best regards with tight, tight hugs and kisses that are tender. The Love and the Amity from the second collection of poems, In Jest or Seriously. Interpretation by Elizaveta Suboc, the author, and Leah Foden. I looking was for you and spending decades not for this. I did not mean to tempt nor cause you any trouble. Let move me mountains and give you cozy cuddle and see your face that makes me be so strong and pleased. Let's each of us will raise a toast to dreams. Neither amity nor love, these games will not be buried. They're teachers teaching vital lessons varied, healing wounds, repairing tears and seams. This amity and love, they're like twin brothers. It's art and magic not to mix them with each other. We're standing shocked and becoming clever. The amity replaced old mode, the love. I'm hurrying up to kneel, remove the glove. I love you very much, and it's forever. I'm a terrible monster, save soul and life. This is interpretation poem for my first book in English, The Adventures of Kisha the Russian Boy. It's a story about my childhood and coming of age, written from autobiographical material. Episode 2010, Head of the Bureau Electronics and a Meeting. Interpretation by author.
I'm a terrible monster. Save a soul and life.
Take quickly your sharpened and bloody big knife.
My sigh is screeching and noisy, as if from hell.
You're witches, and whispering a dangerous spell. You're able to kill in a tremor and fear, shoot faster in Russian, immortal, fat bear. I'm only an illusion. Take a closer look, nerds. I'm just a reflection of your stupid words. Indeed, I'm killed at night, a dirty street. This is an interpretation poem from my first book in English, The Adventures of Kisha the Russian Boy. It's my story about my childhood and coming of age, written from autobiographical material. Episode 2011, In the Submarine. Interpretation by the author. Indeed, I'm killed at night, a dirty street. I realize my time's not here, nor now. Blessings I send those bastards like a vow. I look for feet. I look for feet by broken awful path. Without aim and task like brainless flood, I'll give reply without silly blood. My son's in wrath. My son's in wrath, but mine's my calm and chilled. Without fear I'll reach this spot again. Again if lose you, what would I say again?
Indeed, I'm killed.
To love is folly, so improper. From the second collection of poems In Jest or Seriously. Interpretation by Elizaveta Suboc. To love is folly, so improper. The love, perhaps, does not exist. Without it, all winds like water, and then the figure steps in peace. Its charm was drawn by great brush masters. A stylist sewed its perfect dress, a skillful cobbler made its sandals, it makes the cavaliers obsessed. It is the muse of all musicians, a hundredfold its hymn is sung, and ardent poets have addiction to praise it like they are on drugs. We used to live in these conditions, from hearty laugh to tear-stained eyes, for love endured the crucifixion, God's son and martyr. Jesus Christ. I am walking among empty plains like a ghost. From the first collection of poems, In Your Name. Interpretation by Lord Muck and Leah Foden.
I am walking among empty plains like a ghost, and I stagger as after narcosis. It's not frost so ferocious that frightens me most, nor sirens, nor winds, or gale forces. Overcome any trouble I can, and I get the crossfire, cholera, and COVID. I don't have any rights to destroy evil fate. This huge pain must be passed, and I know it.
Flowers, and the flowers so planted in the holy Your Name will all bloom when my time will be started. In thy name, let them live here for a long time and smell. Let my love be deserving and hearted. Make a smile, child of mine, from the fourth unpublished collection of poems, Half a Garlic Clove. An appeal to my past self. Interpretation by Elizaveta Suboc. Like a mousie, don't pine. Make a smile. Child of mine, we're in for a wondrous adventure. Our magical land will surprise every band, either stroke us or trip us up later. What will do you decide? You yourself know inside. Everyone is above any system. Every string of a harp must remain in one part. Any bugs can be solved. It's a wisdom. Keep your chin up, my kid. You are lucky, admit. Have a look outside, it's so peppy. It's the ending of night, the sunlight will be bright. Everything and create will be happy. I want to say, from the first collection of poems In Your Name, interpretation by Lord Muck. I want to say, without making sounds, days time of parties like a heavy round. I want to see with, no words belong. You wait for me, your love is strong.